The head of a nearly fabled Defense Department initiative is stepping down. It's Rod Shaw, who runs the Defense Innovation Unit Experimental, or DUIX. That's one thing going on. The Defense Department now has a plan to cut the senior executive service members in its Pentagon ranks. That's another thing. And then there's this. The military spouse unemployment rate continues as a thorny problem. These are all part of this week's DOD Personnel Notebook, and Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with more. Let's start with DIUX. Raj Shah has really built that into a big deal for the Defense Department, at least in terms of fame.
The DIUX, it really started as a government initiative to try and court these Silicon Valley sort of companies, and they started off with a government appointee type person, someone that had a lot of government experience, and that just really didn't work out for them. So Raj Shah came in. He's a venture capitalist. He worked in a cybersecurity firm and started it from the ground up, and he really got other companies to invest in the government. So like every dollar that the government spent, they had private companies spending $3 or $4 in investment. So Raj has been a really big influence in DIUX and for DOD in the past 2 years.
And he was probably a billionaire when he got there, so he didn't have any encumbrances and could have some fun building this into the type of innovative unit that the Defense Department first envisioned, correct?
Right, yeah. I mean, he was someone that was trying to be unencumbered, trying to be what Ash Carter, the then Secretary of Defense, was trying to look for, which was these kind of new, innovative, quick-thinking, quick-building, quick-acquisition-type companies, type people, hoodie and sweatshirt and jeans-type mentality, right? So, this is a pretty big loss for DIUX, but he's also been doing this for a long time. I mean, government service, as you know, doesn't usually last that long. So the real question is what the Defense Department is going to do with DIUX now. Jim Mattis, who's now the defense secretary, said that DIUX isn't going anywhere, but we're going to have to see who he picks to go in there and if he still has that eye for the innovative people that Ash Carter did as well. That Jim Mattis is coming from the military and pretty much spent his whole life in it.
Because it took a couple of years for the contracting activity coming out of DIUX to build up to where there were substantial contracts for important products and developments actually being let.
Right. Well, DIUX, much like many venture capitalist firms, had to learn by failing. They redid and revamped the whole thing and did a DIUX 2.0 because, like I said, the first person that was in charge of that, he didn't really do a great job in interesting these smaller companies. So they had to just kind of revamp everything. So we'll see if a 3.0 will happen now.
Interesting. It almost takes an outsider to be able to look at the defense procurement system and find the ways around it, maybe. That was the talent that he had.
Yeah, or just to get the people interested in talking, because, I mean, you start just talking bureaucratic language to someone in Silicon Valley, they're probably going to fall asleep.
Yeah, the same people that develop games where people kill each other by the millions in imaginary senses.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to be sticking around for 5,000 type questions.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, and the senior executive service reduction package, I said in the Pentagon in the lead, but it's really across the nation.
Yes.
Where the 600,000 or 700,000 civilians work at DOD. How many of those are SESers?
So SES right now, and this goes across the whole military and the DOD components, there are about 1,400, maybe 1,450 current SES. They're going to cut that
roughly
down.
As many as there are general officers.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a very small cadre of people, but they're pretty important to the department. And they're going to be cutting that by 25% by 2022. This is something that was mandated by Congress in the Defense Authorization Act for 2017. So how they're going to do it is get rid of 158 employees over the next 4 years. They've already started by getting rid of 10 in 2017, and that number is going to slowly increase every year until it tops out at about 49 in 2020, and they'll go down, get rid of the rest of them.
And how are they doing this? Is it with buyouts or saying pink slips, or what are they doing?
Well, we're not exactly positive yet. This is the preliminary execution plan. So this is really how the Defense
Department, so to speak.
Right. This is how the Defense Department is going to be cutting these people for the policy's sake, right? How are they going to work without these people? And how are they deciding who to get rid of, right? So they're leaving it up to the components. They're delegating the components and the Air Force, things like that, to how they want to get rid of these people and who's not as important as other ones.
And this has to start in this current fiscal year?
It's already started in 2017, according to this report.
And again, what is the number for this current fiscal year?
So this current fiscal year, it looks like they're going to be laying off about 11 SES members. And then in 2019, it'll be 8. And then after that, it really picks up. 2020 will be 20. 2021 will be 32, and then 49 in 2022. So it gets pretty high.
Now, it seems like if this goal is 8 or 11 this year and next year, it seems like that many people would retire and they could simply not replace them and move people up into the higher level positions.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, one of the biggest cuts that we're seeing is actually in the reserve pool for SES. They're getting rid of half of the reserve pool right now. So it's currently about 50. They're cutting that to about 23 different SES members there.
And this is across the board, or is it in on the armed services side or the rest of DOD side?
This is just the reserve pool, just is everything, right? It's just kind of like a big where you can just kind of pull people from this pool. So this is something that they're cutting. They think they don't need this reserve pool to be as big.
And how about by function? Is it mostly financial? Is it mostly procurement? Is it mostly systems and analysis?
Another thing that the Defense Department hasn't decided yet, what they're doing is more of a case-by-case basis, right? So they're leaving it to, let's say, the Air Force to go through, say, you know, these are the people that we're going to have to cut because they're doing the least amount of work or the least important work, right? So we'd assume electronic warfare, probably not going to be cut, but, you know, maybe something a little less important will probably get the axe.
So about 1,400 altogether, and the reduction goal per the NDAA is how much?
It's down to about 1,260 members is what it's going to be.
What is that on a percentage
basis?
It's
about a 25% cut for SES.
Yeah, and there's no corresponding cut of civilian employee ranks that are not SES?
No, well, you know, the Defense Department's been trying to cut its civilian ranks for a while, and they put an automatic sort of 25% cut on their headquarters by 2020. This was through Bob Work, the Deputy Defense Secretary under Obama and Ash Carter. The Senate has been also trying to cut some of the civilian ranks as well. They feel that it's been bloated. It's been paying a lot of money and the things are getting too big. They're even trying to cut some of the National Security Council as well.
Okay, and finally, while we have you, what is going on with respect to military spouses and their unemployment rate? That seems impervious to fixing.
Right. It's something that's really tough to fix because they move around so much and follow, you know, these service members and they want to be with their families. They don't want to break up the families. So Virginia Senator Tim Kaine has already introduced a bill to help hire spouses through the government. So they give him an expedited sort of pass if they're trying to do a federal job. He's now introducing a new bill, which we'll get some more information on later on today. And it looks like there's going to be a pre-tax child care savings account, sort of like your health savings account, right? And you can use that to help out with child care. The second thing it's going to do is give a hiring tax credit to businesses that hire military spouses.
And anything being done on the old bugaboo of the fact that certain state certifications or inspection or licenses don't transfer to other states? Like if you can cut somebody's hair in Louisiana, can you also cut their hair in Idaho?
Right. This is something that, you know, has been an issue for a long time. And the states have tried to find this sort of common licensure that they can do. Right now, in the past NDAA, there's a $500 sort of limit that you can get. $500 kitty that you can get if you move somewhere and you want to pay for your licensing. So that helps with that, but you still have to go through the whole process of getting relicensed, which is a pain in the neck.
And it can be expensive, too, in some states.
Right, which is why, you know, they're trying to subsidize it here a little bit for these military spouses.
Federal News Radio Scott Mossione, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out his DOD personnel notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.